So hello all and welcome to just I, the realist philosopher. You can just call me the realist. So how are you all doing today? I hope you're all doing good, fine, well. I'm doing okay, I'm doing alright. Could be better, could be worse. Meh. Well, it could be better actually, but could also be worse. Because I could be dead, so yeah. So it's been an interesting few months. It's been a while since you've heard from me. I haven't made consistent content for the past year because of health issues. For those of you following me, you will know that back in July of last year, I got sepsis, which sent me into shock and a coma and nearly killed me and caused a heart attack. And about a month ago I had a minor stroke, which has left me well, I don't know about, am I worse for wear? Yeah, probably. So yeah, it's been an interesting time. How have you guys been? So I'm just streaming to say hello, let you know that I am here, that I am alive. So I've been thinking about maybe I should start a new channel. Instead of broadcasting, instead of going live on my old channel from 2016, which at the time was extremely, extremely controversial and got a lot of complaints. Yeah. Back in 2016, 2017, my channel was heavily, heavily brigaded by angry broads and feminists. This was before the red pill, before anti-feminist sentiment was popular. Now you want to stream that stuff, no problem. Piece of cake. Nothing's going to happen to you. But back then, oh man. So maybe a lot of that algorithmic suppression is still being applied to my channel from way back when. So should I maybe start a new channel? What do you think? It would be difficult though, because this channel is actually monetized, but nobody watches it because I believe it's still suffering from the same suppression that it was back in 2016. So should I start fresh? Should I create a new channel? Let me know what you think. Oh my God. So life's been interesting lately. It's just been all I could do to survive. So the stroke I had, it's affected my memory, focus, ability to concentrate. I don't feel stupider. I don't think it's tanked my IQ. But it's hard to say. I don't feel any dumber, but, you know, I don't know what dumber would feel like, so. But I don't feel less able to think. But it affected the areas of my brain that control balance, visual. But also balance, because for a while there, I couldn't get up or lie down without experiencing bouts of vertigo where everything would spin. And same when I got up, so it's pretty bad. And, that's not happening anymore, but I do still feel a little, what's the word, off balance. So, yeah, like when I get real tired and I've got this pressure behind my eyes that never goes away, and it gets worse the more I work. It becomes more difficult to concentrate. So, yeah, I suffer brain damage. Because, you know, that's what strokes do. They damage your brain. So I'm all messed up. How are you doing? I see a lot of interesting stuff's been happening since I last broadcast. Charlie Kirk got blown away. That's interesting. That's some interesting stuff. I didn't like that guy too much, to be honest. Him and his whole you know, staple green cards to diplomas crap. I mean, that dude was sold out, right? I mean, let's be honest here. Charlie Kirk was for sale. That dude sold himself to Israel, sold himself to the LGBTQ lobby. Wasn't he on stage once with a gay guy trying to sell conservatives on LGBTQs in the conservative community? And then all of a sudden he decided to change his support for Israel, and the next day he's dead. That's interesting. Don't you think? Yeah. Poor Charlie. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens when you show yourself out. They own you, baby. And if you try to reclaim ownership of yourself, well, you might get a bullet in the neck. Hear people talking about how it was a magic bullet because it didn't go through all the way. What was it, a 308? Big freaking round. For like hunting deer and shit. Except somebody hunted him. That goofball they arrested, the tranny lover. Oh boy, wow. We're living in some weird times, huh? Lots of conspiracy theories around that guy's death, huh? Charlie Kirk dying. Gotta wonder what that's about, huh? Who was behind that? Was it really the tranny lover? I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe. The furry? A furry tranny lover. It's just not enough to be a tranny these days, is it? You gotta be something even more bizarre. Oh, Lord have mercy. No. Tranny loving furry. Was he a tranny? Or was he just in love with a furry tranny? Are you a furry if you're in love with a furry? Was he in love? I've seen the boyfriend, or whatever. Strange businessman. It's always these degenerate fruitcakes do this type of weird stuff. Haven't we had a bunch of tranny killings lately, too? Since I haven't been making content. A bunch of trannies are running around killing people left and right. Where's the media talking about that? Nowhere. Thinking about starting to kick live stream daily as well. I work nights. I just got off work. I get up in the morning, like later morning, said I'll be fresher for work in the early afternoon, but yeah, during that period, or after work, yeah, because I'm up until 1 or 2 in the morning, so I can get up later, be fresher when I start work. So, yeah, I could do it like after I get off work, like a daily live stream, talking about the happenings of the day. Yeah, I could do that. I gotta start living because I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be living. I should be dead by now. Did a CT scan. It's a little dot in my head. It didn't look too bad. It looked like a very small space of dead, the doctor called it inert tissue. It shows up because it's not active. So, it's, anyway, it's, obviously I can't point it out. It's in my head, but, near the frontal lobe, but. Anyway, he said it was minor, like not a silent stroke, but not like a full-blown. And I don't sound like, was it Kirk Douglas? Yeah. And he lived to be like 104 or something? His speech was all fucked up, though. But no, I didn't have the kind of stroke. It didn't happen in the part of the brain that speech and such. Those are pretty common. No, this one, affected my balance centers and some other stuff. Draken Page is on. Well, hopefully you get better. I'm feeling better. Well, better than I did after the stroke, but, you know, I'm not dead, so that's kind of a given. I was getting real much better. I felt very good, and then the next day I was, like, at the peak, the pinnacle, feeling so great, And then I get up the next morning after feeling so great and just collapsed when I got out of bed. Everything was just, the room was spinning. Vertigo like I've never experienced. I never really experienced vertigo like that. And just the kind of nausea in your stomach that's painful. Crazy Joel 3. After losing everything, living in your car, now you say you have no blood relations alive. What do you live for every day following this experience? Well, I do have one blood relation, but I can't stand him. So, same difference. What do I live for? Life. Well, I love life, and I love the world, and I love reality, and I love this Earth. We're all spinning around on it, 800 miles an hour on its axis. 700 or 800 miles an hour, something like that. This very random state of events that we live in, where we have a moon that's just the perfect size that stabilizes us as we spin our axis and spin around the sun. It's also miraculous. Don't get me wrong. Sort of looking forward to death in a way. I mean, I'm not afraid of it. I don't think we end, so I don't think this is it. I don't think the party's over when we die. I've seen and had some personal experiences that lead me to believe we're probably not over with when life ends on Earth, at least. I'm not going to get into it, the particulars, nothing I want to share. But, you know, until then, life is good. The world is great. I find meaning in, lately just surviving and learning new things, experiencing just what it is, what am I capable of, what can I accomplish, what can I do even after these things have happened to me. I like the challenge of it, and you know, I've always been somebody who was philosophically minded, which is why I became a philosopher. And it's a journey, and I love the journey. And I'm not one of these people that doesn't know how to be happy. I'm happy. I'm not miserable. I'm happy, and it's because I can fully appreciate the journey that's life, and I find meaning in, which is why I'm here, working with you guys. Well, teaching you guys, doing my live stream, trying to teach people what the formula for life is. There is a formula, believe me, to living your richest, fullest, most fulfilling life. And I think my life lessons have sufficiently elucidated me, efficiently taught me. I think I've learned what I need to know to pass those lessons on to you guys. I mean, it sounds like you're implying I don't want to die. Sounds like you're implying, yeah, you know, what do you want to be around here for? You should just be dead. You should just go die, realist. What's the point? Well, I think my point is different than yours. My point's different than yours. But it's still about the journey. And I, you know. And I find joy just in the simple, everyday aspects of life. You know, I never know what's going to happen next. I never know what's going to be around the corner. I don't know what's coming down the road. I don't know what my next experience might be. I don't know. There's joy in that. There's happiness to be found there. Too many people dread the future, or they are focused on other things besides the not knowing, which is great, and their minds are in the wrong place. Happiness is really about your state of mind, and there's a very specific formula of how you live your life and way that you approach the world that gives you that state of mind. And so, what do I, why am I here? Why do I want to be? That's it. I mean, come on. Living in your car, now you have no blood relations. I got a brother. I don't like him, though. He's a cunt. Yeah, he's a raging cunt. We never got along. He's a scumbag. I can't stand the guy. I haven't seen him in 20 years. I don't want to see him. Oh my gosh, yeah, has it been that long? Yeah, been like 20 years. Married some big fat broad. Never had kids. What a loser. What do you get married for if you're not going to have kids? What's the point? You just got some mooch. She's just a mooch. She doesn't even work. He goes to work and earns the bacon and makes all the money, and she just sits at home, and her parents live with them too, and he supports them, and he supports her, and she gave him no kids. It's like, why? You're a loser with no self-esteem. Why would you go in for that deal? I mean, if you're going to marry a fat chick, at least get her to give you some kids. Otherwise, what's the point? I don't know. He's an idiot. I can't stand the guy. Blood relations don't mean nothing. I'm also starting to do some volunteer work. And I'm going to get back to my book. And I definitely have to do that. And I'm going to start live streaming daily. I just haven't had the... really, what has kept me going is... I've just had to focus on surviving and getting better. That's what's kept me going. Just the sheer determination and unflappable will. That's it. I'm not dying. This freaking illness, it's not going to win. I'm going to beat it. Did it already kill me? Maybe. Maybe I'm living on borrowed time. I don't know. 60% of people that are as sick as I was, they don't last 5 years. And a stroke is pretty common, actually, among survivors. And many of them don't live through that. But I'm lucky it was minor. It didn't fuck up my speech. You can still understand me, right? I think. I understand me, so I think... And I don't feel dumber, yeah. My cognitive skills are okay, though I do get a little confused. I have experienced, like for example, I was driving today, and I drive for work. I'm not going to get into what I do, but it's part of the job, and I was getting confused by some directions. It's just too many turns. I was like, what the hell is it? What's it taking me this way for? Why is it... There's an exit right down there. What the hell is it having me go through the city 5 different fucking stops when I just go right in a mile? So I got a little confused there, but I was very tired. I've been driving for about 6 hours, so it's like... Yeah, but my head was really pounding and... Stuff like that. Glad you found meaning. You're the same as you were from 10 years ago. Well, no, not really. I mean... Even physically, I'm not the same. I'm certainly not the same philosophically. A lot has changed about me in 10 years, actually. You might not see it on streams, but yeah, a lot's changed. I mean, if I ever had a fear of death, I don't fear it now. I kind of welcome it. That doesn't mean I'm going to blow my head off. I would never do that. I still think there's some joy to be found in life. I've had a lot of suffering, though, in my life. But that just means I've lived. People who haven't experienced pain or suffering, they haven't lived. People who have lived unexamined lives, they haven't lived. That's how you know that you've lived. And you gotta examine your life if you've suffered. Otherwise, you're not going to figure out how to stop the suffering. Oh, boy. Or at the very least, learn from it. Because I don't think you can really... I mean, you can. There are people, and if you do, you haven't really lived, okay? There are people out there that some people think are lucky. Oh, yeah, their mommy and daddy were rich and left them a fortune, and they never had to struggle for nothing. I envy them. You're a moron if you envy them. What the hell have they done with their lives? Like that Paris Hilton broad. What, did she inherit $1 billion, some hotel empire? What the hell has she done with her life? Nothing. She's a loser. She's a moron. She's a pinhead. And she has a kid now, though. I guess that's something. Does she have a kid? I don't know. But you're talking about things, Crazy Joel 3. Car. What, losing blood relations, losing things, money, savings. Those are materialistic things. See, I never found happiness or meaning from anything external. See, about 15 years ago, I discovered the secret to being happy. Even you ain't discovered it, I can say it, because it's very, very rare. And the fact that you would ask some of these questions tells me you haven't found the secret. Maybe you're closer than others, but you still haven't. And most people haven't. I did. And I've been happy ever since. Even when I was somebody you would think should have been miserable. I wasn't. So happiness is actually now pretty easy. But, you know, it wasn't always the case. But yeah. As for what I live for, I mean, what are we talking about? Life is great, man. Even when it's not great, it's great. I mean, I'm alive. I'm breathing. I'm above ground, right? I'm ticking. Tick, 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 tick. I'm not, you know, I'm not a stopwatch. I don't focus on negatives. I don't see stuff as negative. See, this is a problem with a lot of people. They look at life experiences and they are like, oh, well, that's a negative. I don't look at things that way. Now, some things objectively you would, you know, label negative. Like your leg gets run over by a train. You lose your leg. That's not so good. But there's a lesson to be learned there. You know, other than don't, you know, put your leg on train tracks. especially when a train is coming. But there's lessons to be learned there. A lot of lessons. You turn a negative into a positive. A negative in that other people might see it as a negative. I've always had that mindset. Well, not always, but like I said, about 15 years ago, I discovered the secret. And I made a video. It should still be on my channel. You'd have to go back to the very beginning. I think the videos are still there. But I just continued to live my life, Crazy Joel 3. Interesting name, by the way. I just continued to live my life the same way I had. I made an active choice daily. I'm not going to focus on what other people would label negative. I'm not going to dwell on what I've lost. I'm not going to live in the past. I'm going to continue as I always have. And I've recovered. And yeah, I just had a setback. Even if it's a minor stroke, it's major, I guess. Yeah, because it means you could more easily, I guess, have another one. That's what they told me. Eh, we'll see. If it happens, it happens. I'm not going to cry over spilt milk, though. Not going to cry over spilt milk. Just you got to live your life until you don't have a life left to live, and that's it. It's really that simple. So, now, and this is the thing. Because, well, I've continued to recover from the sepsis and the heart attack. This stroke has imposed some different, I guess, impediments, but they're not the same impediments. Well, they kind of are. I do feel the pressure in the same place of my head while I was still recovering more from the sepsis. But regardless, okay, we've got an impediment, we've got a roadblock, we've got a obstacle. How am I going to deal with it? That's all it really is. Life is a series of roadblocks and obstacles, and it's how you deal with them and whether or not you let them get in your way or you find some way around them, or even better, use the roadblock to your advantage if possible. That takes real wisdom. That ain't so easy. But yeah, life isn't about the kicks in the head you get. It's about how you deal with the kick to the head after you get the kick to the head. But so yeah, I just kept going, yo. And eventually things will get better. And okay, maybe if they don't, they don't. But that's a lot of that is choice. So now I'm choosing, okay, I'm very tired. I just got done working. I get home. I'm taking a piss. It feels like the room's about to start spinning. And I'm kind of feeling a little bit of vertigo and not quite very stable in where I'm standing. But I'm going to do a live stream, talk to people, share my thoughts. And I'm going to do it every day if I can. I'm going to. That's a choice. Even though I'm exhausted. Or even though my head is bothering me. And I'm going to do that until I can't. I'm going to start doing volunteer work as well. It's time I gave something back to people. Well, I have been giving back through my YouTube channel and making videos, but I want more human interaction one-on-one, so I'm going to start doing some volunteer work too. Yeah. Got a lot of wisdom to share with fucked up people out there. With people that have problems and, you know, people who've had difficulties in life. And I can help them. A lot. Yeah. And I'm gonna. And if I drop dead, well, whatever. At least I'm doing what I want to do. And that's... And living my life to the fullest. It's that simple. Okay. That's a bit of a long-winded response. Am I able to give any other kind? Seems not. Oy, oy, oy. What is YouTube? It's sending me a warning. Warning? My stream's current bitrate is lower than the recommended of 6,800 kilobytes a second. Holy shit. Broke my phone. I've been using a decent phone for the past year to be my internet connection. Hotspot, essentially. But I dropped it twice in a row because my hands were all messed up. Carpal tunnel. Oh, man. Now I'm using my backup phone, but it's only 4G. I don't think this phone could get anywhere near 6,800 kilobytes a second. So suck it, YouTube. I don't think I'm going to stream on YouTube anymore anyway. I got to move platforms. Nobody's watching on YouTube. I think it's because I'm using this old, dilapidated... algorithmically suppressed channel from 2016 that I got reinstated, but I probably shouldn't have. I probably should have just started a new channel. So, yeah, I think what I'm going to do, I'll stream on Kick, I'll post the live streams to this channel, and then I'll post clips to a new channel. Yeah. Yeah, I just realized, I mean, I was in my car, I was out the other day, run some errands, and there was some girl, a young girl, could be my daughter. I'm not going to get into the where's or how, it really doesn't matter. We just happened to be in the same space at the same time, and I started chit-chatting with this young girl. I think she was 22, just a child, really. And we got to talking, and she started telling me about her experience and college and how she wants to be a lawyer and she wants to go to university maybe, but she didn't know what kind of law she wants to do. And the part of me that's a based red pill dude just kicked in, and I was like, this girl, she's gonna waste her life. This girl who, it turns out, it was raised by a single mother and whose father died when she was 5 and who had no male role models. This girl who's crying out and in desperate need of male guidance, of the rationality and logic that only a man or extremely base woman can bring to the table. I don't think there are any of those left anymore, by the way. But she needs my help. She needs my guidance. So I started preaching to her. Now, there's only so much I can do in a very limited amount of time. And, you know, just getting into basic philosophy and ontology and epistemology. Well, anyway, getting into anything too deep, not going to be difficult. Or I can only do it in a very cursory surface way. So I started speaking to her like a preacher on the pulpit, baby. And I told her, you know, hey, you know, here's what you're looking at. either you are going to pursue a career, and here's your future. You're going to be a lawyer, you become a lawyer. Whatever law you pursue, you're going to be working 80-hour weeks, 100-hour weeks, especially if you go into private practice, whether it be criminal defense law or corporate law, whatever you do, if it's in the private sector, you're going to be working 10, 12 hours a day. You'll have no family. You'll have no husband. Female lawyer, come on, how many of them have husbands and kids and successful families? Not too many. And the ones that do, they don't do either very well, and they're miserable. You want that? A bunch of cats and dying alone? Or you want to be surrounded by loved ones and family and kids and grandkids, husband that loves you? Which sounds better to you? And we talked for a while, and I went into great detail about the differences between men and women and things she never heard before, and she was like, seemed at least to be blown away. Maybe she was just being polite. I don't know. I think, I mean, some of it was just politeness. She did ask some questions. And she seemed genuinely enthusiastic. Though near the end, I think she was just being polite. But regardless, I did my best to try and red pill her. Whether or not she'll see the light of day and recognize that she's been indoctrinated into wasting her life so she can become useless, a useful idiot, which means you're a useless individual, really. Tax chattel. Whether or not she'll realize that, so she's been conditioned to be, I don't know. Who knows? We'll see. Maybe I, but I so enjoyed it. I so enjoyed the interaction. I missed it very, very much. And so, oh God, now I'm so tired. Oh my God. I mean, better than being dead, I guess, but of course, maybe, I don't know. There are some things worse than death, though, so. But I'm not there. I'm not in a meat grinder. We're about to fall into a vat of molten lava. That would be worse. Although, I guess if you fell into a vat of molten lava, you'd probably die pretty quick. You'd be vaporized, I guess, so. I don't know that you would feel very much, but anyway. Might be an easier way to go than a heart attack or another stroke, but eh. What I'm not going to do is continue. I haven't been taking it easy, though. I've been pushing myself, which might really be why I had the stroke. But regardless, you know, I'm going to continue to push myself. I'm not going to let a little thing like a blood clot to the brain stop me. If anything, I'm going to push harder and move faster because, well, you know, I might not have much time left. I don't know. Do I make it past, oh boy, 2030? Ooh. Before I got sick, I'd say, yeah. Now, I don't know. I'm doubtful. Hell, I might be dead in a year. But anyway, I'm still here now. Anyway, just want to pop on and say hi. Got to go make myself another cup of cocoa to stimulate my stem cells. I got to drink at least 3 of these a day so I get 400 plus milligrams of flavanols a day. I also take, like, I think around 10 grams of creatine daily, along with copious amounts of electrolytes. Yeah. All right, guys. I don't know if there's much more to say.